Good morning, and welcome to the midweek devotion, Coffee with Ann. It's just a few days from Turkey Day. I've been enjoying flavored coffee, pumpkin, and pecan that remind me of warm, fuzzy feelings and special treats of this time of year. But I must admit, this morning I ground some of my regular choice, and it was smooth and delicious. Thanksgiving is not just the holiday before Christmas. It doesn't just mark the time to shop and decorate for Christmas. It is truly a time we can reflect and be thankful, whatever our beliefs, whatever our background. I asked a special friend who does repair work for us, a very talented man, "Does your family celebrate Thanksgiving? I know it's not your history, but it is a time to be thankful," I said. He chuckled and said, "No, I work." We're constantly teasing him about working all the time. And then he laughed, and with a warm smile that said volumes, he answered, "Yes, we celebrate Thanksgiving." Today, I'm reading another of my favorite verses. This is from Philippians 4:4-8, and it's from the Living Bible. "Always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Let everyone see that you are unselfish and considerate in all you do. Remember that the Lord is coming soon. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God your needs and don't forget to thank Him for His answers. If you do this, you will experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. His peace will keep your thoughts and your hearts quiet and at rest as you trust in Christ Jesus. And now, brothers, as I close this letter, let me say this one more thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and good and right. Think about things that are pure and lovely, and dwell on the fine, good things in others. Think about all you can praise God for and be glad about it." By the time you hear this podcast, it will have been 3 years and almost a month since I was told I had stage 4 lung cancer. At the time, I asked my oncologist, how long would I have if I didn't have treatment? He looked at me with great concern and asked me why I asked that question. "I just want to know. I'm not depressed. I just want to know." He replied, "6 months." There's a huge difference between 6 months and 3 years. The thought of why I've had time when so many do not enters my mind. I don't let myself dwell on it because the why is beyond my understanding. I don't know why, but there are moments when I'm embarrassed that I am still here living life, and so many are not. So I dwell on gratefulness. About a year into chemo, the medicine stopped working, and I saw that my time was running short. And then, by some miracle, my body matched up genetically with the blue pills I take twice a day. Virtually no side effects. And life. A year and 5 months, and the CT still show no spread. Why? I have no idea. It just is what it is. As time passes, I can't help wondering when the other shoe will drop and the misery so many have endured will be mine again. I am grateful and yet anxious at the same time. I am forced to trust the Lord in His wisdom. I have no answers, and putting energy into questioning and wondering are a total waste. So I accept His gift and pray I am using it well and in His will. Where I am now is where I strive to be. Be where you are. Please notice all that is beautiful and good and kind in your life. Do the things necessary in this earthly life. Work, pay your bills, save. But for the day you are in, be alive. love, care, see. Please don't let the world today take over all that is good in your life. I am talking to myself as much as to you. The world does not make it easy to focus on things that are pure and lovely and dwell on the fine, good things in others, as Paul writes. But it is the Lord's will that we do. Please pray with me. Dear precious Lord God, give us a willing spirit, a hunger for your presence, that we can see, feel the goodness, the lovely in our lives. Thank you for all the blessings seen and unseen, and most of all, thank you for loving so completely each of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours. And happy Thanksgiving.